Well, the walk is at Holcombe Hall. They very kindly sponsor me, allow me to use their beautiful park. And the walks are 1, 3, 6, or 10 miles. So the 1 mile is really for children and people in wheelchairs or children on little bikes. And it's up from the hall up to the obelisk. And then we have a couple of little games at the top. And there is a treasure hunt for the children on the way up. The 3 mile one goes round the lake. It's an absolutely beautiful walk. And then the 6 mile goes past where the children have been, further on and right round the park, all the agricultural bit of the Holcombe Estate. It's lovely. And then the 10 miles, quite a tester, and that goes out of the park towards Wells, through Wells and back along the beach to Holcombe. And that is beautiful.
Why do you do this?
To raise funds for brain cancer research. Our younger daughter's husband died at 35 from a brain cancer, and that is why we do it. We're going back a long time to 2001, when the internet, amazingly, was still in its infancy, and we found it very difficult to get any help or advice or at all from anywhere. I mean, everything's changed so dramatically with all the developments of, you know, the internet and phones and goodness knows what now. It's so much easier. So after he'd been told by many consultants that he wouldn't live, hadn't got a hope, he said, OK, I offer myself for research. And there was absolutely nothing going on at that time for his type of tumour, which was a slow-growing tumour that had possibly grown from his childhood, until when he got to 30, it was big enough to make everyday life impossible or very difficult. And he died, in fact, 5 years after diagnosis.
And so obviously doing this walk, you can help in that research.
Oh, yes. We raise as much as we can. The year before last, we got to 97,000. Last year wasn't quite so good. The walk raised 11,500 last year. And every penny goes to research because we're all volunteers. We've all had brain cancer in our families. And we do it to try and make life more bearable for people with them. Obviously, eventually, to find a cure. But in the meantime, to make life better for those families that really are devastated, frankly, by brain tumours.
So what sort of reaction do you get from people?
Very good reaction. We have a very large online support groups, and a lot of people who are friends or family of people with brain cancer, in fact, raise money for us. That's how the money comes. And it's quite amazing, the cases we come across. Quite a lot in Norfolk, and regretfully, ever-increasing number of brain tumours compared with the increase of population. We still are going ahead by at least 2%, if not more, a year in numbers.
And so you're hoping as many people as possible will come this weekend?
Oh, yes, yes, as many. You have to pay £3 to park your car, which is the normal Holcombe charge, and then we ask £5 for registration. And a lot of people get sponsorship. So you have no idea how much money you're going to get. We had well over 400 people walking last year. And from the reaction I've had this year, it will be increased this year to more than that.
And fingers crossed the weather a bit like it is now.
I had one email from a lady asking a question yesterday, and she said, I've looked at the forecast and it looks really good. So I hope she's right.